Our bodies have a remarkable capacity for healing. Our bodies have a remarkable capacity for healing. If we would only stop doing what is causing the problem, and that is making poor lifestyle choices. Our bodies have a remarkable capacity for healing, but we keep messing them up. We keep messing it up by our thoughts first. And second, we mess it up by what we do, how we eat, how we sleep, how we walk and exercise and have fun. We mess up our bodies in every way possible because we start with the idea that I am not whole and perfect. I am not wonderful. I am not fantastic. I'm not glorious. I'm not good. And you see, the more we think those thoughts, the more we think those thoughts that we are not, the more we are putting into our consciousness the idea that we are not, and we really are. Now, what do you want to be? What do you want to be in your life? Do you want to live in your ideal spirit, mind, and body all the days of your life? Do you want to live in a healthy body all the days of your life? Do you want to live in a body that is magnificent all the days of your life? You can, you know. It's all a matter of your decision of stop doing things that are causing the problem. Primarily, I am not whole and perfect. And making better lifestyle choices. And what is a better lifestyle choice? To live in a happy world, a harmonious world, a joyous world, a peaceful world, a world filled with love, unconditional love, a world filled with music, filled with joy. This is what each one of us can have if we want it. This is what each one of us are if we want it. Do you want that in your life? Do you want in your life all those things that are bringing forth the ideal you, the ideal me? What brings forth the ideal you and the ideal me in our life? What brings forth the purity and the goodness and the fantastic qualities that we are in our life? What brings it forth is where our thought is, that is where our experience is. And so we can put our thought today on things that are beneficial to us, things that are uplifting to us, things that are magnificent for us. And as we do that, we are giving ourselves the most ideal type of body, the most ideal type of life, the most ideal type of experience that we could ever desire. It's our choice. It's totally our choice, but we misuse it so readily. And we misuse it readily because of one thing. We call ourselves a naughty name. We call ourselves limited. We call ourselves, say, for instance, a child. We call ourselves an old person. We call ourselves a limited person. But when we start calling ourselves by the right name, when we start calling ourselves by the right name, then we'll realize that our bodies have that remarkable capacity to be whole. Our bodies have the remarkable capacity to be whole, not for healing, but to be whole. To be healing means to be moving away from something. To be whole is what our total being is. And when we are that, what is it that we are? When we are that, then that means we are living in our divine reality. We are living in our original purity and our original integrity, that which was our original design. And to live in that original design, that's what we want to do. Then we will start living in the solutions of life. We'll start living in the right lifestyle choice that will bring to us all the goodness and all the magic and all the wonder that we are. But we cannot do it until we make the decision who we are. Who are you? Who are you? Who am I? What is our life? What is our world? What is our purpose in life? Our purpose in life, our way in life, is to be divine. Wouldn't you say that? I would. Our purpose in life is to be divine. And to be divine means that we are magic, we are wonderful, we are fantastic, we are glorious. To be divine means that we are all that is good and beautiful. Are you good and beautiful? Are you fantastic? Are you divine? Can you say you're divine? Can you say that you are divine? Beyond all else, you are divine. I say I'm divine. I say that my body has a remarkable capacity to be whole. That's its nature. My body has a remarkable capacity to be whole. My body has a remarkable capacity to live in its absolute original purity and integrity. My body has that capacity. But if I call myself human, then I call myself limited. If I call myself divine, then I am unlimited. If I call myself divine, I am living to my highest and my best and my most wonderful experience that I could ever know. My highest and my best are who I am all the time. This is my reality. This is what makes my world go round. This is what makes my life fantastic. This is what makes my life magnificent and wonderful. Our bodies have the remarkable capacity to be whole. And when we start doing the things that bring that wholeness about, by speaking our word, by claiming the truth about ourselves, by living in a happy, joyous, fantastic lifestyle that is our reality, as we live in this happy, fantastic lifestyle, we experience it. Go around saying, I like me, I like me, I like me. Because that's the truth about yourself. Say it night and day. Say, all is in divine order, because that's who I am. I am divine. We all are divine. Why don't we experience it every moment of our life? Because sometimes we say that we are not. And we have the right to say anything we want. But why would we ever say anything that was not the truth about us? Why would we ever say anything that was not our reality, that was not the joy and the peace and the love of our hearts? We can say the truth about ourselves now if we wish. And as we say the truth about ourselves now as we wish, then we are living that truth. We are living that truth and being that truth under all circumstances. We are knowing that we are loved, unconditionally loved. We know that we are peace, unconditional peace. We know that we are truth, unconditional truth. And life is good. Life is very good. But it's only good for us when we look at ourselves and say, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I am divine. I am happy. I am whole. I am perfect. I am good. And then when we say these things come into our world. When we say these things, these are our every moment experience. Do you want to say that about yourself? Then do it. Know that these are your every moment experiences. These are your every moment experiences as they are mine. And it is so joyous, so fantastic, so wonderful, so loving, and so true. Join me in this realization that you are divine. I am divine. And as divine, I live in wholeness all the time. I love you. I love you. I love you.